The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Today, the 5th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
National Day today?
National Walks to School Day or Pumpkin Seed Day.
Oh, You missed National Taco Day yesterday.
Really?
It was National. Wasn't it National? It was National Taco Tuesday.
It was National.
It was.
Yeah. I thought Taco Tuesday was something made up, but it's really official thing, isn't it?
Well, look, if you have official days for pumpkin seeds, of course you'd have an official Taco Day.
Diane always says, it was Taco Tuesday, and I heard somebody else say that, and I thought, maybe it's just like a campaign or something.
They have that down at the VFW Post, 1934.
Oh, they do?
For a buck
in their new location. Have you seen
sure
it yet?
That, no, but Liam has and said it's really nice.
It's really pretty.
How nice. Really pretty. Okay, well, that's located where the Marshall's Florist used to be. Actually, you can go get your haircut at the barber shop. Cypress Grove Barbershop, and just walk on down there. I think they have a lot of health food. I think they're, it used to be like completely organic. Is that still there in that shopping center area? Okay, let's go to the weather.
You mean Orchard Nutrition?
No. Well, Orchard Nutrition is in there, but there used to be a place right down from Cypress Square Barbershop. If you walked in, and it's to the very right at the end, and everything in there was completely 100% organic in a way, vegan. It was vegan. So you could go in there and get a lot of good stuff. Hey, sunny today with a high of 95. It's going to be beautiful. Mostly clear tonight with 63. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 92. And does it feel like Thursday? It is hump day, by the way. So it just feels like we're already progressing to Thursday. So anyway, tomorrow isn't Thursday, 92. Overnight lows of 62. Friday calls for 96. Why does it say hot at 96? I don't know. And overnight lows of 62. And Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 93. And Sunday, 92. Clear skies throughout, except for maybe partly cloudy on Thursday night. And that's it. Beautiful forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Wait. Liam knows what he's supposed to do right now.
Oh, okay.
We talked about something, remember?
All right. Oh, gosh. In a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. Well, she turned 90, and she passed away, and that's, of course, our beloved Loretta Lynn. Her career spanned 6 decades. Can you imagine? 6 decades. She released multiple gold albums. I'm sure she's in our hearts for so many reasons. She had such hits as You Ain't Woman Enough, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin', One's on the Way, Fifth City, Coal Miner's Daughter. The list goes on.
Just the names of the songs should have won awards.
Right.
Fifth City, Don't Come Home Drunk. and then the movie they made about her, Coal Miner's Daughter, was an Academy Award winner.
Right.
I don't think the movie was, but I think who played her?
Sissy Spacek.
And did she win an Academy Award for that? And Tommy Lee Jones played her husband.
Yeah. What's the name of the house? I want to say Duke, but it was something else. You know, she called him. I don't know. Gosh, I can't think of it right now. Maybe you can call in and tell us. She just was ahead of her time with a lot of things that were kind of, risque, like the pill and certain things that you didn't really talk about. And she co-wrote most of her songs or wrote them herself. So She was groundbreaking.
She went through her own troubles. You know, with alcohol and pills and things like this.
She did with Conway Twitty.
Yeah. But she overcame that. Died peacefully in her sleep.
A good way to leave the planet. Well, leave it a better place.
My grandfather died peacefully in his sleep. Mm. Unfortunately, the other five people in the car were screaming and yelling. It didn't wake him up.
Was that supposed to be funny?
It was funny.
Oh, okay.
Are you in there laughing?
That's that dark sense of humor.
It's so dumb.
I know. It's just that dark sense of humor that to me isn't funny, but okay.
Oh, that's so dumb. Well,
I'm sorry.
Payday today. Tell me how dumb it is when you get your check. I signed it.
We could put a dumb note. We could put like a dumb dollar. Every time something dumb is said, you put a dollar in, and whoever says the dumbest thing at the end of the month gets the kitty.
Y'all just might as well start handing me a dollar give me a dollar a day then. I mean, I can come up with some really dumb things, like how city government supports you.
Speaking of city government, tomorrow we have a live...
That's it.
What do you want to call it?
It's a debate.
Now, that's the first time I think we've done that on our morning show. Okay. I didn't realize that we've done it on the morning show with two candidates. Oh, you're shaking your head. I obviously wasn't here for that one.
No, but it was years ago. It was when we were in the old studios and everything.
Oh, okay.
And what happens is, like tomorrow, what we're talking about is just District 1 candidates, Aaron Reznor and Kevin Cryer are going to be here. I put out all the ground rules. But here, my friends, if questions you'd like to hear.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to put that on Facebook today. I have a series of questions, but I'm always, always open to a good question. And frankly, something that, you know, that hasn't got to do with homeless or the jail. Other parts, you know, like the permitting, or the budget, or the, what's the use of having a new, brand new courthouse if we don't have any judges there? We have the same amount as judges, so we're still gonna, we're still gonna have the same amount of cases. But you know, if you have an idea for a good question, please just put them in the chat room, and I'll winnow through them and then off of Facebook, and so I can be sure to ask. And the format's going to be opening remarks, question. I'll give the question, there's an answer, there's a rebuttal time, and then the original that started by answering the question can rebut the rebuttal. And we just take turns going back and forth, and I'll let them pick a number to see who goes first.
All right.
Okay.
That sounds like it's, good. That's
it's
going to
last an hour.
I will be here.
8 to 9. Linda will be here.
Trish is on vacation, right?
I believe so. But there'll be a two-minute break at the half-hour mark, so... people can go refill their coffee cups or whatever. Okay, that's tomorrow. The National Night Out last night. And at the Nurpon Open Spaces, which used to be a den of snakes down there. mainly, you know, it was just people. It just was not good. The chief was down there. Mayor Schrader was down there. Last night at the Nurpon Open Spaces, you know, now it's the new park.
I get it, but I want you to clarify Nurpon Spaces for those people.
Henderson Open Spaces.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm trying to use the new one, but it's the Henderson Open Spaces. And it's been a battle down there for years, as you know. 10 years, but between the homeless camps down there and the people living alongside it, it's been a battle. And then the city finally made it into a park, put hours on it, put gates up, cleaned the place out. And last night was National Night Out. You know, take the streets back. You know, National Night Out night. And they had food, and I saw photos. And who's down there? Indian Dave was there, as they were having this, they had Chief Shuler. And by the way, RPD is going to join us this morning.
Oh, nice.
At 8 o'clock. And I saw Jim Bremer down there.
Oh, good.
In one of the photos. And I went, Jim. And so I am very contented when I ask, what does city government do for you? There are times that city government just does not support you. We know that. But this is one instant, even though it took a long time.
Took a long time, but
for everything to kind of fall into place or whatever it took. And I mean, it was a concerted effort by people living there, this station, other people to push this. And, so last night, they actually were able to do it in the park. It was great.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good, because it,
absolutely.
It's nice. With all the things that we are confronted with, the gas, high prices of gas, high prices in the grocery store, it's nice to see that there's some kind of movement. Then you can feel, you can take a sip of positivity. All right, this shore, this part of the shore, by the way, I ran into him yesterday, Doug Tooley, is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Redding's Dish Premier, we use them. He's a local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's BNT Satellite.
That's right. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. You're going to not be sorry. We'll be right back.
Well, I like my living down country, darling.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Every day.
All right. Hey, you know what?
Wait a minute. I love you.
All right, good. That's
I love
good.
You every day.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I know. Sometimes my colonel can get gruff.
Well, sometimes.
And I got it.
Sometimes the troops run around with their heads up their butt.
Okay, so, well, okay. All right. So I got to grab them by the neck.
It's lack of leadership.
I got to grab them by.
It's my fault.
I have
it's
to grab them by the neck.
Are you talking about grabbing me by
the
neck?
Yeah, I got to grab like a dog. Grab him by the neck, shake his face a little bit, and then kiss his nose. Blow in his nose, and he goes, rolls over, scrub his belly, and then he goes and pees in the corner, and then he's fine. Okay, now we're back to normal. Little bone. Little
the story of a successful marriage. 15 years. Yeah, she rubbed in my belly, and I go, what? I go pee in the corner?
And then you're happy. You've got out your anger and all that stuff. Hey, speaking of which.
Well, there is no place for just, you know, that you can't. There's no place where you can't. There's no place for excessive violence in civilian society.
No.
There just isn't.
No, and sometimes you come in and you do your knife hand, as you call it. You do the knife hand, and if you're watching online.
If you're in the military, you know what the knife hand is.
Do not want the knife hand while you're driving.
Well,
when your husband is knife handing and you're driving, there, if you had an instant chop, and you could chop, you would be like, that's it, you're handless after that. Because I'm not going to have your knife hand in my face. But anyway, so I can't help it because up to 30-some years in the military and running, I don't know, how many people did you run at one time? Or did you have to train or have a battalion or how many people at one time?
A couple of thousand.
Well, there you go. So big deal running a radio station with like
it's harder.
Seven people.
It's harder. It's harder. You know why it's harder? It's because you want to get to know your people, you know, and the higher up the food chain in the military you go, the less you are with your people, with the Marines. Here, I am surrounded by them. And now I think of some of them as, you know, like, you know, as I think of
family.
Them as family.
Yeah.
And so in my family.
Sisters, brothers,
but
and kids.
But they're at a point, they're not in my family where I can say things that I could say to my sister who would then come back and rip me to shreds.
Yeah. Or your
because
wife.
I can't say that to those because they're not really my blood relatives where, you know, there's more of a, you can be a little more caustic.
Well, I wonder who.
But so far, I haven't had to do that because we have really, we have been blessed with a couple exceptions.
And people remain loyal. And that's a really big deal. Like, you know, with Bob Alonji and Jim Bramer and Sue McClain, I mean, Diane, I think it speaks volumes.
And
that
our
these,
newest group, Liam, Nathan.
You know, we're in a good place
Patrick.
Right now, but we have people who, like the former mentioned, have been with us for years. And yeah, they go through the colonel. You know, being gruff and saying things and they understand and they're accepting and, you know, we talk things out if we ever need to do that. Now, I'm going to segue.
But I have one last question on this. Liam. Yep. Liam.
Yeah.
Am I ever, mean or nasty?
No.
To you all?
I mean, you have your bad days, but everyone has their bad days where maybe
I have a tendency to be direct.
Where maybe you're, a little abrasive, but everyone's like that. That's just how human beings are.
Which part of the story was there?
A little abrasive, like number, what is it? Number 10 sandpaper versus number 1
right,
sandpaper.
That's funny.
I used to be like number 1 sandpaper, so I'm up to like 7 now.
Well, I wish Mark's story was here because, you know, he gets...
Mark gets it.
Well, because he's running Haven Humane, and I know we maybe talked about it on Monday, but I just want to say that whole, you know, April Sharp, the list goes on. I can't think of the names right now, but anybody listening, the Bark on Broadway or something that it was called, and it was a fabulous, probably the best that we've seen this year. All done. People came in costumes. Each table, did a musical. Something that went on Broadway musical. And, I thought that the person who did the auctioneer was tremendous. They did some things that I hadn't seen before. People were, you know, I mean, there was a cake, a fabulous cake that went for $900. I mean, they bid on these beautiful cakes. But the thing is that people knew when they were going to get that cake and it was going to go to the table and they were going to chop it up and eat it for the night, that that money went for Haven Humane. So you have this completely joyous night of people in costume, and the food was really good. Wind River, you would think, I am not a person that likes to do
buffets.
But the food was super good. So they really knocked themselves out. I've got to let them know and do a phone call for them today because it was really, 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 really well done. A beautiful night, and people had their hearts into it. So that was great. Now, we were talking about Gruff. I want to know who tells Elon Musk what to do. Does his wife or his girlfriend, whoever he's with right now, I don't know. Does he have parents? Who tells Elon Musk where to go? And what to do, and like, you know, step, you know, you, buddy, stop that. All right, so Elon Musk dropped his bid to walk away from a $44 billion buyout of Twitter after losing a series of pretrial rulings that may have foreshadowed difficulties in making his case in court. He is the world's richest person. On Tuesday, proposed carrying out his original plan to buy Twitter for $54.20 per share just days before he was scheduled to argue to a judge that executives of the social media platform misled him about the number of spam and robot accounts embedded in the company's more than 230 million user base. That decision may have been influenced by almost half a dozen rulings by Judge McCormick over the last 3 months that went Twitter's way and frustrated Musk's effort to show he had legitimate grounds to cancel the deal. Go ahead.
No. The reason this is important is Musk has said repeatedly that he wants to make this an open speech platform, which Twitter has done away with that. They pick their sides, and they and you could say they had an effect on the last election. Now, here's what the pundits are saying. For those of you who are asking, yes, I do think this site can and will change pretty dramatically if Musk gets full control over it. No, there is no immediate replacement. If it gets done early enough, based on the people he's aligned with, yes, it could actually affect midterms. And so the liberal media and the people that Twitter supported goes, oh, my God, a free and open site? How can you do that? How you're not going to censor conservatives on your site? How can you know what? That's not fair. You know, and to me, it's just another ton of BS coming in from the liberal media. There's a guy that says, hey, I'm buying Twitter, and I'm going to make it an open platform like it was designed to be, and they don't like it. I am not a Twitter guy. I don't tweet.
I don't either.
So I don't even read them.
Well,
but that's not the point.
Just before the public learned about the billionaire's decision to give up his legal fight to nix the buyout, McCormick allowed Twitter to expand its hunt. Now, does this feel fair? I don't know. This is what I'm reading here. Expanded hunt for evidence that Musk and his lawyers were in contact with whistleblower Zatko before his allegations became public. She ordered the Musk side to widen its searches of internal files to include text, instant messages, and encrypted emails.
Well, the sale is going to go through, and it looks like now, and it'll be interesting to see how it is, to see all the people crying as they leave Twitter because, oh, I can't work for him. Yeah, okay, then don't go work someplace else. It's just like everybody else. Okay. Let's see, what else do we have? We got 1,000 things. Let's take a break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. I got to get over there today and get my card. All right.
They're getting ready to put chips in their cards.
Oh, yay.
By the way, the president of the bank told me they're getting ready. They're having, because of the chip shortage, the international chip shortage,
mm-hmm.
and they are in the process at Cornerstone Community Bank of changing over to the chip instead of the strip, which is good for me because the strip, you have to, machines, if they're older machines, you've got to you know, you got to swipe that thing.
Yeah,
several
it
times.
Didn't happen yesterday for me when I was at the grocery outlet. They couldn't take those strips. But anyway, look.
But they have a way then of just
right. They could do it that way. Yeah. 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, and 150 East Cypress Avenue at Hempstead. They're beautiful locations. A wonderfully local band, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 5th of October, 7:33 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repairs. You know what? Jeff Horst does just a fantastic job on repairing windshields. Now, Linda's Nissan took a rock to the windshield, and, you know, when you get that chip, well, this chip, when Jeff looked at it, was really deep and needed to be fixed. You know, some of them are superficial chips, but you still should get them fixed. in and out in 45 minutes. You can't even see it on the windshield. This is the kind of work he does. He guarantees his work for life, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. That's Jeff Horst. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. And if you want a free inspection and analysis, just bring your car in there or truck or RV to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. All right. You know, all the election deniers, and there's many out there, as we know.
Deniers.
They're saying that the election was illegal and all these things, and it was wrong. And one of the people, one of the companies they use as an example was Connick, which kept data on election workers and other things. And they said that, the software he had was being, exploited. Well, they denied it, and everybody was telling the election deniers that they're crazy. The New York Times just wrote essentially, claiming that the election deniers had made Connick the center of a conspiracy theory. The article claimed that these election deniers had used threadbare evidence to suggest that Connick had secret ties to the Chinese Communist Party and given the Chinese government backdoor access to personal data about 2 million poll workers in the United States. Well, then yesterday, New York Times article was, Yu, who is the president of Connick, was arrested early Tuesday just outside Lansing, Michigan, after prosecutors alleged he improperly stored the information on servers in China. And this came from Los Angeles, and the DA in Los Angeles, a notoriously liberal guy. So they're saying is that the company itself stored sensitive information, secret information, on Chinese servers, or China's in mainland China, and arrested him for it. And Connick is saying, no, we didn't do that. But it just ratches up the argument about how secure the elections are. I have no idea why it is so hard for this country, one of the most technologically advanced, one of the most advanced countries on the face of this planet, why it is so hard for us to have an election. Why it has gotten to this thing that, oh, you have to vote by mail. No, you have to vote by mail. And if you don't, you know, you have to bring your ballot in. The process of somebody having a 3-day week in and saying the election will be conducted on this 3-day week and everybody will vote. You go down there and vote, unless you've got a certified ballot that can be mailed, absentee ballot, you know, if you're in the military, if you're ill or something, but they've got to be certified. And people show up with and give their ID. Hey, I have no problem with that. And I show them my California driver's license. I show them my military ID card. Come in, and for people to say, oh, there's people out there that can't get an ID card. Oh, hell. We issue them to illegals in California. If illegals can get an identification card, a driver's license, per se, with their photo on it, don't tell me people can't get them. It's just, to say that certain aspects of our society can't get an ID card says to me, for the people that are saying it, oh, we believe they're too stupid to do this. It's absolutely ludicrous, and it's wrong. And there's no reason that after the first night of counting that we shouldn't have a pretty good idea.
We used to.
Imagine that. We used to be able to do that. There's third world nations that vote better than we do. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I think
the whole thing is just ridiculous.
Did this thing all start after the tabs? After the tabs
in
Florida?
Well, the hanging chad.
Whatever they were.
Well, you know, and then that was... No,
started then, really, in my lifetime.
And to say that, it's just Republicans that deny elections is absolutely false. Clinton has, when Al Gore lost in the Supreme Court to President Bush, you know, there were people saying that Bush was wrongfully elected. You know, Stacey Abrams said that, oh, you know, she never conceded. She said it, and she said this was, you know, stolen election. And it's just now that she said, well, I didn't say that. Well, yes, you did, Stacey. And when you say things on, when people are filming you, guess what? It comes back to bite you in the butt. And she's running for governor right now in Georgia. So.
I have something to discuss that's okay. Very interesting that kind of jumped out at me. All right, we all know that that there's some opiates that are killer as soon as you just ingest something. So, a Narcan vending machine, which dispenses life-saving, is it called Naloxone, to treat opiate overdoses, was emptying approximately one day after being installed in Vine Grove, Kentucky. Seems that the police chief noted the department has ordered more packages and will restock the machine next week. Kentucky has been hit hard by the opiate crisis as 2,250 residents reportedly died from a drug overdose in 2021, increasing from nearly 15% the year prior. In Hardin County, where Vine Grove is located, 46 individuals lost their lives from an overdose, according to WDRB. Anyway, I think, do we need that here?
Narcan?
Well, do we need a vending machine?
Well, all the police carry it. And for two reasons. One, if they get exposed to fentanyl, they need it for themselves, and others to when people overdose that on fentanyl. It can save their lives. I don't know. Do we? Have we come to that point? Or then Sue had a story this morning, is that fentanyl is in like rainbow-colored pills
That's
now.
Exactly what it's saying. A synthetic opiate deaths increase. The DEA is now warning the public of an alarming trend of rainbow-colored fentanyl pills, which they believe Mexican drug cartels are using in a deliberate effort by drug trafficking to drive addiction among kids and young adults.
Just when you think things can't get stranger. Well, you know, you're right. And we've already had, we've had one of the first cases in the United States where a pusher gave to a 13-year-old child a fentanyl pill that he had told him was a Percocet, and it was pure fentanyl, and the kid died. And our DA charged him with murder. I have not seen too much of that as since then. But it should be. The guy that sold it to him knew it was pure fentanyl, didn't say anything about it, just gave it to him, and the kid died. And we've got, you know, we've had more people dying in the United States over the last 2 years from taking opiates than we ever had in history. And this is a horrible problem. It's coming across the border by the tons. It, you know, you're seeing every day, the biggest seizure of fentanyl, and over a million pills and millions of dollars and that they're seizing on a regular basis. But for the people that make it, the cartels out of Mexico, that, you know, okay, that's part of doing business. You lose a load here, a load there. That's okay, because we've got millions and millions of pills coming across the border. Why? Because the border's open. Yeah, I mean, we know that. You can walk across the border, as millions have under the Biden administration. It just makes it easier to get pills here. Now, just when you think things aren't going to get too much weirder, New York City. On the subways there, on the Queensbound N train. If you've ever been on the subways in the system in New York, it's great. I mean, it is well run. You can get anywhere in there. A gang of women dressed in neon green bodysuits came on the train and started attacking people, stealing their money. They've got videos of it, and it is. They're all in the same color. The same color bodysuit, and it's, you know, most of them with masks on, one without, and they were attacking the other passengers in there. Police are currently searching for those involved.
I don't like that.
I mean, who is it hard to find? I guess it would be to find neon green bodysuits.
No, you can make them.
Probably, but I guess they could just, you know, strip them off too, and then now you just got people in regular clothes.
Watch too many movies.
Oh man, you know, not all the bodysuit clad women partook in the fighting. One can be seen making a hand gesture by walking away from the scene. Another one helps one of the victims off the floor. So, anyway. And, you know, when you think things are can get weird here in Reading, we haven't reached that point. Of course, we don't have a subway. Maybe we, that's what we need. We need a subway system under the streets of Reading.
Okay.
This portion of the show is brought to you by your buddy, Mike Huber.
That's right, Estate Granite. He is a vocal and a local supporter, veteran-owned and run business with a fine attention to detail. Anything granite, stone, if you want to have a fire pit, you want to have something created in your home, now's the time. Because you know what? Actually, I was thinking about as Christmas comes along and we're thinking about, you know, gifts and things that we do in order to, you know, support our loved ones or our family. Why not get a gift certificate for something towards like paint or something towards, tiling or their kitchen, or that fire pit. And I'm sure, Mike could accommodate that. And he's one of the good guys. Give him a call at 241 Stone or go to estategranite.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected, things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promised to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. Carl and Linda Body here on this beautiful Wednesday. It is hump day.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry on 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people down there. Super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. I shop for Linda, and I've never gotten anything wrong from Four Winds Jewelry, okay, in 15 years. Some of them have actually been screams and squeals of approval. Others have just been sweet hugs that go, oh, thank you, honey. One of them, I thought they were going to call the police. And that's Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I was wondering about your New Year's resolution you made this year. You said that you were going to go out to speak to homeless people, that maybe you and Linda were going to go out there.
We were going to do what?
I was wondering.
Well, no, we were going
to
do...
Speak to homeless people. Why they're out there and what's the reason. So I was just wondering,
Well, I have. I have.
You have?
Yeah. I've gone out and I've talked to homeless. And, I've interacted with them. So, in some cases it's, I've met several that it's not their fault. It's society.
Okay.
It's society. So.
Okay, I just said I didn't hear anything.
Well, I'm sorry. Next time I'll report back.
No, well, yeah, that's what I was waiting, to hear about what they have to say,
Okay. Well, have you talked to any?
Yeah, I do.
What do they
absolutely
say? What do they say?
They actually don't. They don't want rules. They don't want rules. They don't want to follow rules. They said it will be like, if they have to go stay somewhere, and especially when they offer them to stay in a place, they don't want to follow rules. Being in jail.
Yeah, to me, homeless is in like three different divisions of them. Now, some are, that are looking for jobs and through circumstances, COVID or the economy or something, their jobs were cut back, and they are ones that we really need to help because they want to get on with their lives. They've got families. You got a second group that are mentally just off because of drugs or alcohol or schizophrenia or what. Then you've got the top tier that are just like you say, I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want to go someplace. I just want to live my own life. I want to build my own little empire out here with prostitution, drugs, all these things. So it's the top tier we need to put in jail. And it's the second tier we need to actually get them into some kind of institution to help them. And the third tier is that's where we reach out to help people. Okay, Dolores, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, California. On our vacation, we met some people from Sweden. It was interesting. Sweden is always pointed at, Sweden's perfect. Well, talk to people from Sweden. Sweden's not perfect. These are people that have been raised in the system of socialism in Sweden. They are screaming to join the NATO right now because they just, they're definitely afraid of Putin and Russia. And then... and what it cost to live in this utopian society. And a guy by the name of, I'll get it in a second, Dan Walters, who writes for Cal Matters and wrote a commentary about, do we want California to be like Sweden? And that we're heading there right now. And the budget passed in June and the flood of measures passed in August are a significant step in that direction. They move California closer to the Western European model of providing an extensive array of social, educational, and medical benefits, one that progressive activists want California to emulate and lead the nation. Universal pre-kindergarten, extended food assistance to older undocumented immigrants, expanded welfare benefits, helping low-income Californians pay overdue utility bills, cash authorized cash payments, free college, a fast food council within state government to set wages and working conditions for fast food workers. Now, again, you know, they're looking, oh, they're McDonald's and they've got millions of employees or hundreds of thousands of employees. Well, many of the McDonald's are franchises and they have one and they have 10 or 15 people working for them, but they will fall under this. The fast food industry said, you're just going to kill us. And they don't care. Because right now the rich, you know, are paying for this, the quote rich. And what their definition of rich, of course, changes dramatically each year. But there's going to be a time that when we keep pushing into this, you know, more and more state-funded programs, no out-of-pocket expenses for college, all of these things. There's going to be a certain time when the rich aren't going to be able to pay for this, and the businesses that they are going to tax heavily are going to move away. Or the owners, you know, may have a business that hires 30 people, but it's gotten to the point that they're giving more money to the government by far than they are able to take home. They're just going to say it's time to retire. At some point, and I would say within the next probably 4 to 5 years, they're going to have to come after the, quote, middle class on taxes, mm-hmm. which they have already in the lower class by their gas taxes. It's, you know, a regressive tax that hits people that can afford it the least, who are now paying $6.45 a gallon for gas. That's ridiculous. In Europe, yeah, they want us to pay. In Europe, they pay about $7 a gallon. Well, we are quickly approaching that. Quickly approaching that. And then you're going to get a two-tier system. People with electric cars and people who can't afford to buy electric cars. And then when they say, oh, in 2035, there'll be no more internal combustion engine sold new ones. Well, how long from there is it going to say, well, nope, you've got to get rid of that internal combustion engine and get yourself an electric car? Electric car prices are going up. Why? Because we put sanctions on Russia. It's just a matter of time that, they're saying you can get a rebate on cars made in the United States, but nowhere else. I mean, it's just a mess. And they keep spending money that's eventually going to come out of our pockets even more than it does now. I saw something that says, if you live in Florida or you live in California, and it was an easy number. If you make $1 million in California, you come out with like $400,000 after taxes. This isn't all the taxes. This is just income taxes and, you know, a few other taxes. And if you compare it, you come out with something like $400,000 out of $1 million. In Florida, you come out with like $580,000 out of $1 million. Just based on taxes. And the state of California is going to kill the golden goose. They're in the process of doing it right now. Watch how many companies are moving out. I can tell you right now, Linda and I are moving away from California. Right now? No. But the day that we spend more money in taxes is the day that I will really seriously consider, that I can take home, then we can take home. It's mm-hmm. the day that we are going to really consider, now, let's just go to another state and get a $10,000 or $12,000 or $13,000 or $20,000 a year increase in our disposable income because we don't have to pay the crazy taxes and all the things going on here. It's just a matter of time. That's why so many people have left. We haven't reached that yet. We love it here.
But we do love it here.
But there will be a day that we just can't. You just
if it
can't
keeps
afford,
going in this direction.
Yeah, you just can't afford to stay here.
Well, my friends that moved to Texas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have a list of people.
She was a California girl.
She total. I mean, she was born in
for
New
sure.
York, but for she's not like that. Anyway, so there they are in Texas at 69 and 73, and they've gone back to work.
Yeah.
Because they thought their
their income.
Retirement income was cool. But they also have a second home that is going to be considered their retirement. So anybody's got their stories anyway. We do have to take a break. We're going to come back. Oh, don't we have somebody from the
Redding Police Department?
Redding Police Department. Hey, stay with us here for our next segment on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We'll see you right after the break.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
For U.S. drivers, just ahead of the midterm elections, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen accusing Vladimir Putin of using energy to threaten Europe.
Putin has launched Russia's first mobilization since World War II, treating hundreds of thousands of young Russians as cannon fodder. He uses sham referenda in an illegal attempt to change international borders by force. And since many months, he is using energy as a weapon.
That's energy that Europe rushed to buy before Putin invaded Ukraine. And Ukrainian troops are on a roll, rolling back Russian forces in the east.
Donetsk, Kherson, and now Luhansk. Officials there say the liberation of the region has begun and several villages are free of Russian control. The move into Luhansk would mark a significant milestone in the Ukrainian counteroffensive in the east, as Russian forces seem to be abandoning long-held positions. Something similar is happening in the southern Kherson region. Ukraine has taken back villages along the Dnipro River as Russian troops retreat. Despite the humiliating setbacks, President Putin has signed legislation to annex four partially occupied regions of Ukraine, including territory his army does not control.
That's the BBC's Hugo Bishega. President Biden travels to hurricane-ravaged Florida today. He'll get updates on the storm recovery efforts. Also, will meet with Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. Sell-off continues on Wall Street. The Dow's down 405 points. The Nasdaq off 248. The S&P 63 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Early Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
California police searching for a possible serial killer or killers.
Stockton, California police think whoever has shot and killed half a dozen men seem to be on some form of a mission. Police Chief Stanley McFadden tells KXTV six men have been killed and a woman wounded in attacks that date back to last year. He says the woman was able to describe the person who opened fire on her.
Wearing all dark clothing. Wearing a dark COVID-style mask that was concealing his face, and wearing a dark jacket as well.
Five of the six men killed and the woman were shot in Stockton. The other male victim was killed some 70 miles away in Oakland. McFadden says all of the cases are linked by ballistic test and some video evidence. I'm Tim McGuire.
Malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up today as it hit the ground. It happened during a live fire drill with the U.S. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Things are apparently winding down in the Alex Jones defamation lawsuit in Connecticut.
The final family member of a victim of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre has now taken the stand. Mark Barden's son, Daniel, was one of the 26 victims of the shooting. He says he and his family suffered again when they heard that people were desecrating his son's grave and that some conspiracy theorist had planned to dig up his 7-year-old son's grave to prove the shooting was a hoax. The plaintiffs are expected to rest their case when court resumes in the morning. His lawyers say InfoWars host Alex Jones is unlikely to testify again, which will make the defense case a brief one. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Roger Maris's 1961 American League home run record has finally fallen. Aaron Judge did it, hitting his 62nd home run of the season. Once again on Wall Street, the NASDAQ is down 236 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! You know what? That is, it's ridiculous, but it's funny. We had one listener say, I'm not going to listen to your show anymore if you continue to play that sexist spot. And my comment was, we'll miss you.
Yeah.
And here we are, 5 years later, we're still on the air. So, but we kept the other two listeners.
Yeah.
So they obviously liked it. Anyway, good morning, everybody, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the 5th of October, 8:06 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning there, son.
Good morning.
Okay. Our musician. Of musicians.
Got a big show coming up Friday.
And Linda's here.
Good morning, everybody.
The weather.
Yes. 95 will be our high tonight. Our overnight lows are 63. Thursday calls for 92 and overnight lows of 62. Friday hot, so they're saying here, with 96, with the overnight lows of 62. So we got a big jump going on there. Saturday, 93, and Sunday, 92. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. The Kenny family. You know, we got to get the Kenny. We got to get Chucky on.
I'm calling Chuck today.
Yeah, just
because
like,
they're traveling a lot, but he's one of my favorite people.
And
in
so
California.
I want to jump in there for a minute because Thursday night I'll be live with my show. And I've got, you know, when I think about people who have been women in business and that have been supportive of me, and I think they're amazing. I've got Susan Eastman on, who, of course, is with Stiefel Investments, and I want to talk about her being in business and really kind of go more into her background and what brought her to be with Stiefel and that kind of thing. And then we have Shelley Levy, who owns Tobacco and Brew. And Tobacco and Brew have been with us, and as well as Susan Eastman, since we've been on the air, which is 13 going on 14 years. And so we've watched these changes that have happened with them. So we're going to talk about this Thursday night. So join me at 6 p.m. while I have these two lovely ladies, business owners, on Thursday night.
Okay. And we have with us today Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Hey.
Saw your photo, numerous photos of you last night, because last night was National
Night Out.
And, you know, take the streets back.
Yeah.
In Reading, we don't have the problems of neon green body-suited women attacking people. Did you see that?
No.
They got on the subway, and there's like, there's a number of them. They're all in these neon green bodysuits with masks. They get in this huge fight, and they're robbing people on the subway.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just, when you think things can't get weirder in New York, there you go.
Yeah.
And we talked about this at the beginning of the show, but I want to get your take on it. you had a open house kind of an event in the Nirpan Open Spaces last night.
Yeah, we did. So, it was two things. One, it was our National Night Out, and I'll just step a little bit backwards. Night Out is usually normally the first Tuesday in August, and it's just so hot. And we didn't get the same participation just because of the heat.
Right.
So we moved it about 4 years ago to the first Tuesday in October, and it's been great. So we have a lot more participation. The only issue it comes down to for us is it gets dark so early, so people are closing up by 7:30, and so we've got to get out a little earlier to those places. But back to what you said, Nirpan, we decided to actually Kim Niemer and the Parks Department decided to host a barbecue there as part of our National Night Out or our Reading Night Out last night, and kind of reward all the residents that have endured chaos.
A decade plus.
Yeah, of what is Nirpan, formerly Henderson Open Space. And so it was great. I was down there. We had R&R Meats had food there that we were barbecuing for them. We had volunteer barbecuers, and there was, I don't know, about 60 people there, give or take, 50, 60. And it was awesome.
And that was for the street that is adjacent, that backs up into Nirpan.
Right.
And
all the folks.
I bet they were happy.
They were thrilled.
Yeah. I haven't had one call.
Yeah.
Lately.
No.
But I used to get a lot of calls.
Yeah. Dale Ball was telling me that his dog's lost 9 pounds because he gets to go walk Nirpan every day. And, it's a beautiful park, and
it
I really encourage
park.
People to go down there and spend time there. It's safe. We're in there every day. We lock it up at night at sunset. We unlock it in the morning between us, my officers, and the Parks Department. And we check it every day to make sure there's nobody in there. It's just a gorgeous place, and it's just a jewel that people need to go enjoy. The more people that are down there, the better it will be and the longer it will last. And you can take your dog down there off-leash, which is a pretty rare in a park. So.
Wow.
It's one of the few places in Reading you can go off leash.
And do they have like little dog waste stations there?
Yep.
Get your plastic bags, everybody.
Right. Park clean.
Keep the park clean. Don't throw it in the river.
But just check out the bridges over the streams that have been put in for fish, spawning. And it's really beautiful.
It is a beautiful
place.
And people are getting ready to dial their phones right now to say, well, where did those people go to?
Yeah. We started almost 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks prior to our cleanup of Nirpan, paying a visit to everyone in Nirpan. So our CERT team set up on the Friday, so it was like August 2nd. They were there all day in a tent with water, or a big easy up with water, with them and our mental health representative offering services to anybody that wanted them. Housing, drug and alcohol rehabilitation, mental health treatment, and as I said, transitional housing. We were able to, over the 2.5 week period, we were there every day on the weekdays, not the weekends, but every single day contacting every person in there. We were able to get 11 people into transitional housing. And then there's about 65 camps in that overall area. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that didn't take it. And then the rest over that 2 week time, we let them know when we were going to start the cleanup. They had to get going. We kept offering those services, and then eventually on the cleanup day, we moved everybody out. Most everybody had gotten out by then, and we just did the cleanup, and we took a lot of trash out of there.
It's tonnage.
And tonnage, over 200,000 pounds.
Yeah, and at the end of the year or beginning of the next year, you usually will have that number, and it is just unbelievable the amount of trash and garbage and everything that's pulled out of these spots where people are camping.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly how much we've picked up so far this year.
I can tell you going down Hartnell right there is that you were doing cleanup. I mean, I saw boats. I saw pontoon boats.
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, do you like, is that where you have it at your camp in case there's a flood?
There was docks set up out there for boats that they had made out of pallets and other things. There was vehicles in there. We would put rocks up, or Parks would put huge boulders up to block vehicles. They'd just move the boulders. What eventually it came down to was partnership with Mercy to, or Dignity Health to put that fencing up,
mm-hmm.
Until they're able to start their project, which I hope is in the next year. And that really made the difference. That gives us the ability to enforce the park hours and keep folks out of there that shouldn't be in there. So it's made a big difference. And yes, people have moved to other places, and we are well aware of that, and we're working on all of those issues as we speak.
My favorite one was the one on Bocelli, down there by that car lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go. It's got like a mini camp going on in there.
Yeah, that has power lines above it. Those power lines are owned by PG&E. I had a conversation with PG&E last week about that, and we're going to partner with them. In fact, we're meeting out there this week with PG&E to talk about that. Those are high voltage transmission lines, and so that fire danger is significant if they were to start a fire. So they're going to help us clean it up. So that's project next. So
okay.
It will be here shortly.
All right.
Yep.
We're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller, and I've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, I've talked about this several times. I'm just going to kind of like hit the high points, but they are becoming a teaching hospital. They're bringing in 24 residents that are going to stay here for 3 years as they go through their residency at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what's that mean? One, more doctors. But two, maybe able to, once they see how great it is here in Reading, and it is great here in Reading compared to many other places in the United States, they may want to stay. And then we're going to have more doctors here, which is what we need. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience, and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments, and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
REU, along with more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is not for profit and is publicly owned by our customers. This year, REU is celebrating 101 years of serving the city of Reading. October 2nd through the 8th is Public Power Week, when we celebrate the benefits of living and working in a public power community. These benefits include safe, reliable, and affordable electric service to residents and businesses. REU takes pride in providing excellent service, engaging with our customers, and working for our community.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Your Talk Radio. I'd love just pulling things out and asking, is this against the law to Chief Shuler? He goes, hey, give it a chance, man. Give it a chance.
Hey, by the way, 62 degrees, if you're just tuning in, it's Carl and Linda Bott here live on this morning here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We really appreciate your loyalty, and we also appreciate always having on our Chief of Police, Bill Shuler, who is on this morning. So thank you once again, and we're going to have our temperatures around 95. So I just need to, like, break in and tell you that.
Okay. So, Chief, what do we got going? I mean, everything seems to be going really well. I mean, forward.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, as far as the CERT teams, the ranger or the park teams, more bicycle teams and
right.
All that.
Our park rangers actually officially started yesterday.
Great.
So day one of our first two out of the four park rangers. That's Officer Jason Rhodes and Officer Eddie Gilmetti. They've both been here a long time. Eddie was just recently a motor officer. Jason was working in neighborhood police unit doing our community cleanup program. He was, our public works officer. So, very familiar with this community, both of them, and I think they're going to do a fantastic job. So we'll officially announce them today in social media with some pictures and.
So did the uniforms, are the uniforms different?
We thought we were, originally there was some discussion about making their uniforms different, but it comes down to mostly a safety issue. Is
yeah.
Their body armor, the vests that they wear, which they really like wearing, the external carrier. So what we did is on the back and of their vests, it'll say Park Ranger.
Okay.
Police park ranger.
But they still look like, if you're just looking at them, they
just
look
looking
like
at them, unless yeah. you looked at what's on there, you'd see. Yeah. But their truck they're going to drive, we got them two trucks, finally. It's very hard to buy vehicles if you haven't tried to buy one lately.
I could have sold you my 2006 for yeah. $28,000.
We've had trucks or police cars on order for almost 2 years that we haven't got yet. The trucks are just a plain white truck, and it has our patch, and it says Park Ranger across the bedside, and so we'll take some pictures of that with them on it today. And they're going to be out in our parks. We're actually going to meet this afternoon and kind of go over expectations and things that I'm looking for and what the Parks Department wants. And, I'm excited about those guys being out.
Are they going to be patrolling the trails?
They will be on the trails. They're going to have bikes in the back of the truck, so they'll be able to take their truck anywhere, pop the bike out, take it for a ride, go down
electric
the trails.
Bike.
They're electric assist track police bikes, yes.
Yeah.
And, they'll be able to go anywhere in town, trails everywhere.
We are totally sold on electric bikes.
Yeah.
Electric. We were in Italy, and, you know, it's just up and down in these cities, and I saw some old guy coming up the hill, and I was trying to figure out, what kind of gears does he have on his bicycle to be able to do that?
Yeah.
It was an electric bike.
Yeah,
as he went by.
For sure. They're
so
great. They have
anyway.
Very helpful.
Liam's got a question.
Okay, so yeah, last time, and this is kind of like a police car thing. Last time I was in L.A., they had like this bus that was like a mobile like communications unit for like the Los Angeles Police Department for like events. Like, with us seeing, like, a lot more events in downtown, is there going to be anything like that, or is there something like that?
We have one, yes.
Really?
We have one. It's a purpose-built out of, I believe it's Texas is the company that built it for us. But it's purpose-built. It has a dispatch center in the back with three radios so that we can have fire, police, Public Works or REU all back there, dispatchers back there. And then it has a big conference area in the front for the incident managers to work out of with televisions. We have TVs on the outside that'll connect as well to our UAVs, and so we can actually see in real time what's going on through inside or outside, what's going on. Let's say it's a a big crowd event, like we use it at 4th of July at Freedom Fest, so we can monitor the crowd and see what's going on, look for potential terrorist activity, any of that kind of stuff. So we can use that for those events. For fires, we had it out there on the fires last year. Our PIOs were working out of it, all the PIOs for the county, the city, while we were working the fire up in Northeast Reading. So, yeah, we have that, and it's been and very valuable. In fact, it was paid for out of wildfire mitigation funds through REU, so it didn't cost the general fund anything.
That's cool.
Yeah, and having a mobile command center, when anytime you've got something like this, especially in the fires,
yes.
where you can put out so you can coordinate all the information coming in from
right.
so many different areas.
Yeah, we had GIS staff from the city in there, and because of the connectivity of that vehicle, they're able to connect and get us maps of the areas that may need to be evacuated, so we can distribute those to our staff as they go out and do the evacuations and make sure every person and house is accounted for. So it's a very helpful piece of equipment for us.
Okay. One of the things we talked about one time is because so many people have these Ring doorbells with cameras on them.
Yeah.
I think we had somebody stop by, a policeman, and ask us if we had cameras on the street because somebody had driven by that it was being wanted there and had just committed some kind of offense. And they asked if we had any video of the street. And we don't, but that's one of the things we're going to be putting in,
right?
Just so you can see people out there. But we have neighbors that have it,
right.
So if they're on, those things.
And we have a link on our website to a program called Scram, which is trying to remember the acronym off the top of my head. But the idea behind it is you can register your cameras with us, and it doesn't give us access. It doesn't tell us what you're anything other than who you are and that you have cameras, and that if we had a crime occur in your area, we could contact you and ask you for that footage. That's all it's for. So we have quite a few people that have registered businesses and residences that have registered on our website. The officers have access to that database 24/7 in their cars. And so if there is an incident that happens, they can go make contact with those folks and try and get that video.
Well, I was surprised to see you had one incident on Court Street where it was a crash and resulted in a death. And you mentioned that there was something, you had like 40 camera feeds along the street there from private businesses that for security reasons they had cameras and all this. And there wasn't any city cameras out there.
Right.
But there were all private cameras that captured the whole thing.
Yeah, and that's very typical on any incident anymore. As any significant incident, there's camera feeds. I have cameras at my house. Most businesses have cameras now. And a lot of folks have them in their driveways. And in fact, on a daily basis, we're submitting through the department video of suspects in cases. And, they're asking, do you recognize this person so we can identify that suspect? And more often than not, an officer recognizes that person and we're able to make a case on it. So video is huge.
Can you use that in court?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Again, yeah.
Even though it's not doesn't have any problems with evidence or chain of evidence.
No,
we
get it from the homeowner. The homeowner may have to testify, depending on how that works out. But usually, in most cases like that, the officer asks the right questions. We look at the video. We look at the times, verify the timestamp, and then we can testify to the veracity of the video or the authenticity of the video. Rarely does a person have to come testify, and those cases don't often go to court anyway. So
yeah, we have friends that can be across country and watch what goes on in the front
right,
and back of their
right.
house.
Right,
inside their house.
Absolutely.
It's their cat camera, so they think their cats are still alive.
Yeah.
And we have friends that have a place in Mount Shasta and here, and they can look on their phone and say, oh, we just had a package delivered in Mount Shasta. Yeah. Oh, they
we had a bear come to our
door.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a camera on my chicken coop because I had a bear attack my chicken coop and kill half my chickens. So now I put a camera out there with a motion sensor that goes off at night and wakes me up if a bear comes back.
So is there a...
And what are you going to do then?
He has a shovel.
I'm going to plead my Fifth Amendment rights. I work with Fish and Game to take care of that issue. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And on that, well, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I was there this week. 15 years I've had my haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business. I have never had a bad haircut. Never had a bad haircut in 15 years. Now, think about that. Not once did I walk out and go home and Linda goes, whoa. No. And they are super people. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you don't have to wait in line. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Dr. Phil is not on the TV when you walk in. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Redding, 222-8222.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bott.
Good morning, everybody. On this Wednesday, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You want to talk people about a group of people who love this community, will help you go through, like if you're turning 65 and you're trying to fill out your cards or what you do with insurance or how you're trying to move money around. They do insurance and your financial needs under one roof. They help families, veterans, seniors, and business owners such as moi. 221-0441. Give them a call. They're located right there on Hilltop Drive.
Okay. We're here with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler. And one of the questions we asked earlier on was, how much trash have we moved so far this year?
Yeah, 500,000 pounds.
500,000 pounds of trash. And this is out of the camping areas?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, this isn't just stuff you pick up on the street because you all don't do that.
Yeah, not too
often. I mean,
often.
You know, like just like trash.
Yeah, this like is, there's a couch laying out or something. We'll go by and pick that up. But, yeah, for the most part, it's homeless camps that we're doing cleanup.
And several of the fires we've had
this
year have been from these homeless camps.
Right. We've had multiple fires that started mostly from campfires throughout the city. So, yeah, we're trying to focus our attention on those. We just received a grant. I don't think we've got the funds yet the city applied for to clean up the Sulphur Creek Hill area, the North Market Hill there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of camps up in there.
We had fires go through that area.
Sure.
One went all the way down to Turtle Bay, if I remember
right. So this is a very comprehensive grant that allows us to do a bunch of wildfire mitigation. So clear that out and set it up. There will be an RFP going out at some point for a private contractor to help us with the wildfire mitigation portion of it and putting in all of those. We're going to, you know, obviously trim it down so there's nothing on the ground, get the trees all trimmed up, make it so it's fire safe, put some fire breaks in there and make that much more safe area. So that'll be our next project after the Henderson Ditch and on Hartnell Avenue. And I hope Nick's listening today, because he's one of the ones been very vocal about the Henderson Ditch, and I was hoping he'd be at Nerpon last night so I could tell him the good news that we're cleaning that up.
He's listening. He may be working this morning, but he listens to every show.
Yeah. So I want to let him know that we're on it. He'll be happy here soon.
Nick will never be happy. I say that with great love in my when I say that. I really like Nick. And anyway, one of the things that's happened is that we have a larger police force than we ever have.
Ever have by one position.
By one position. And yet the recruiting throughout the country and has just been horrendous.
Yeah. I got interviewed for an article with the Wall Street Journal last week that was out Friday that talked just about this very subject, about recruiting on a nationwide basis. And they saw what we're doing and how they saw our $40,000 signing bonus for laterals and the news that we are almost full. And they want to know what we're doing. One of the comments I made is we have officers that come here that apply or come up here on a ride-along, and they drive around the city and people wave to them with a whole hand. And they're literally surprised by that. In the article, they interviewed an officer we hired from the California Highway Patrol that was in the Bay Area.
Wow.
And he commented on that very subject that, wow, people up here really love their law enforcement. And that's something that we've used as a recruiting tool with these lateral officers is, hey, come up here to our slogan was come to a community or city that loves its police. And it's you have that in a trade magazine, PORAC, along with a signing bonus. It just all it does is, for someone that's not familiar with Reading, is it catches them. And then they go to our website on a QR code, and they see these great videos of everything Reading has to offer. We get them up here for a ride-along, and they're usually hooked. And so now we've hired almost 40 law enforcement officers in a year and a half.
We're not a large city. I mean,
we're not.
We're 98,000, something like that, and we're paying a $40,000 bonus. And people go, it seems like a lot, but right. a bonus to come here for a trained officer
right.
pays off the first year.
It pays off, yeah, because putting somebody through the academy, through 6 months of field training, so that's a year process to get them through that, and it's in excess of $75,000 to do that. Versus a lateral, I'll get them started, and they have a 6 to 8 week training process just to learn the streets, know the differences in our policies, and they're out running. So it's a huge savings to us. Plus, you get experienced law enforcement officers in our community that require far less training to get started.
Do you have to? I always wonder about this. You come out of Oakland or some of these other cities, their demeanor is different in that city than our officer's demeanor, because they are in a constant get ready to fight type thing. Have you noticed that?
A little bit of that, but more than anything, it's they're restricted from doing a lot of police work that we still do here, right? A lot of those areas, they are a reactive department. All they do is respond to the 911 calls. Anything criminal they see as they're driving by, they just leave it alone. They don't deal with those issues because they're getting sued all the time. There's just constant, the departments don't want to go through that. We're totally different. We want our officers to be proactive. We want our officers to see something that is wrong or out of place and deal with it. We want our officers to take care of their beats. And if they have a problem drug house, if they have a problem, a business is getting burglarized repeatedly, whatever those things are, we want them to take ownership of those issues and deal with them. And so when we interview these lateral officers, we ask them that. We expect you to be busy. Find something you like to do. Be busy.
That was a great sentence you just made, to take ownership of a problem,
right,
and not just wait and react to it. If you know that this one business is having a problem, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes all the way through our department. It's not just the specialty units that are doing these things. It's all the way down to the beat officer working graveyard. And so they're driving around and a business is getting broken into or whatever those things are, whatever those issues are. Maybe it's a park that's getting, homeless folks moving in, or it's who knows, whatever the crime may be, a drug house. They're out there dealing with those issues. I always say this, and every time I hear it, I think I say this, follow our social media. See the great work that our staff is doing. Our bike team is new. They've only been up on the street, and it's only half of the team, and they've only been running since the school year ended in June, and they're making some huge arrests of people dealing drugs in our downtown area. Last week, they arrested a guy with a whole bunch of fentanyl off of North Court Street.
Ooh.
And he'd been dealing drugs in here, bunch of fentanyl and a whole bunch of guns that he shouldn't have. Great arrest.
I think I saw
makes
that.
Makes our community safe.
And this fentanyl problem that we have.
It's crazy.
And, I mean, we talked about it, in fact, earlier, because one of the articles we talked about was these rainbow-colored fentanyl pills.
Right.
It's like candy. And we've got one person that the DA is charged with murder.
Yeah.
They knew it was fentanyl and gave it to that 13-year-old.
Yes.
And it should be charged with
murder. Yeah, that was our case. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fentanyl issue is huge. In fact, my wife and I were talking about it, because on the news this morning, and she was asking me, why do they, because the story was these dealers are giving it to people for free. And she's like, why do they give it to them for free? I go, because it's synthetic heroin. It's an instant addiction.
Yes.
You try it a couple of times and you're addicted.
Yes, you want more.
And you want more. And now they've got a hook in somebody to make a profit. So.
Well, there was a doctor, and I'm sorry, doctor, I don't remember your name, but he came in and he talked about the brain and your happiness center in the brain, and where most people are at like 50%, and you're a happy person.
Right.
And what heroin and fentanyl does to your brain pops you to 100 or 90, and you need that then.
Right.
After that, and it only takes a couple of these.
You cannot stop.
No.
Yeah.
And because it just makes you feel so good, even though it's killing you at the same time.
Right, right. And it's such a dangerous drug that just a little bit too much, you don't know what the potency is, and you're dead.
That was Dr. Greenberg, by the way. Thank you, Love Reading. See, we've got the greatest chat
we
room.
We do!
With an exception or two in the world here. I mean, if I say something, one time I asked about some esoteric thing about military medals, and they had five answers on it, and I'm like, geez. I want to take an early break, because when we come back, I want to ask you about the future.
Sure.
Of Reading Police and law enforcement in our city of Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Chief Bill Shuler of the Reading Police Department.
Yeah.
We start singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys been drinking whiskey and rye, singing this will be the day that I die.
Of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens' property and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and
Aaron Reznor here for a debate. It goes from 8 to 9 in the morning. We'll have one break at the half hour, series of questions. And if you have a question you would like me to ask the candidates, just put them on the chat room or we'll put it on Facebook today, and I'll be asking for questions for the county. For the people running for the District 1 supervisor position.
I know. Okay, a couple things coming up here. We have the Shasta County District Attorney's Office in a bowl-a-thon. Of course, we know this month is the Domestic Violence Month, and that will be this Saturday from 4:30 to 7:30 at Country Bowl on Bocelli Lane. So if you want to do teams of 4 to 6 players, it's $100 per person. And this is a fundraiser, obviously. It'll be a lot of fun that you can do, some wonderful things to,
All the money goes to our domestic violence prevention program, yep. Or victims of domestic violence. In this case, it's kids going to a camp.
Right. And we also have our chili cook-off fundraiser that's happening October 16th. Craft fair and flea market, 9 a.m. Chili cook-off starts at 12, and that is going to be at sign up at the Dry Creek Station. That is for the Bella Vista Fire Department, and that's the 17th annual. So
that Dry Creek Station is the one that's pushing that one, and I volunteered you to be a judge.
Mm.
I said the hotter the better. Our guest is Chief Bill. I wish everybody could have seen her face right then. Our guest is Chief.
It's a Tubino. It's a Tubino. You know, we talk about before we do these chili kickoffs, and we have to do it. We've judged it before when it comes to the Reading Rodeo. We did that for about 4 years in a row. We definitely took Tubinos before we left because we knew this is, you know, going to be. We have no idea.
I'm judging two chili kickoffs tomorrow, one at lunch and one at dinner.
Oh.
One for the real estate group thing tomorrow, and then one for a bunch of law enforcement people at lunch tomorrow. So it's going to be a rough day.
So you better just carry some Beano.
I'm going to be sleeping in the garage.
It's not Thursday. It's Friday. It's Friday when you find out. Yeah. Oh, I guess those were ghost peppers.
No.
Before we left, I asked you, where are we going? Or where are y'all? Where are we going as a community with our law enforcement?
Well, we've got a lot of things in the hopper. So our growth is great. We are continuing to grow the department. We're expanding into other areas. Our The council approved earlier this year 5 additional officers to grade that 8th beat, and I've talked about that on here. And so that will start next year. We're hoping we have 4 officers graduating from the academy next month, 3 more graduating in December. Those folks will all get off training sometime in the spring, and then we'll launch our 8th beat. So that will, I'm hoping for our May rotation.
The 8th beat.
We
had 6 for a long time, didn't we?
We had 6, and we went to 7. And then we went to 8, and then we had, we never had an 8th beat, but we had more officers working in patrol. Now we're going to add an 8th beat, which makes a minimum staffing level of 8 officers, which will drastically reduce response times throughout the city. So we are right now reconfiguring all the beats in the city. We're looking at all the calls for service. The city has a really good GIS team that's taking all our call for service data, our response time data, and they put it into a map for me that we can all go through and look and see where those calls are, response times, and readjust our beats accordingly. So we're doing that right now, and then we'll launch that new beat in May. So that'll increase. No longer will you hear me say we only have 7 officers on at one time. It'll be 8 officers on at one time, all the time. And then with all the staffing we're getting, it's going to be more than that, especially our specialty units. We'll also be adding the other half of our bike team and our park rangers later this year. So you'll have 4 park rangers, 4 bike team officers. We've talked about our CERT team, with mental health.
It's huge success.
Huge success, and we want to grow it. And so I've had talks with the city manager about this, and we're looking at funding options. There's some grants coming out. We're going to figure out how we can do it, but we want to get a second CERT team, try and get 7-day-a-week coverage. So that's 2 officers and a mental health clinician. And so I'm hopeful by July 1 next year that we'll be able to get those officers in place. And originally our concept with CERT was to deal with those folks that are going through a mental health crisis, but it kind of expanded due to a grant we were able to get through the housing department to deal with the homeless folks that are experiencing drug and alcohol addiction and needing transitional housing. So they've moved into that arena as well, and that's where a lot of our success has been, getting some of those folks in transitional housing. I talked about the 11 at NERPON. That's been successful. They've also, we've had folks that are repeated calls for service. They're dealing with mental health issues. Call every day, twice a year. We had one woman who called 45 times in a month. They are able to take the time, go work with that woman. She had several animals. They worked with Haven Humane to get her animals into, for them to take care of her animals while she went into a mental health facility for treatment, to get her back on her medication, get her. So she was gone for 30 days. We don't get calls from her anymore. She's back. She's got her animals back. She's back in her apartment and no longer having to deal with her. So that's the kind of thing CERT does.
That's wonderful.
So we want to do more of that.
That's a positive on all levels. And Haven Humane, who we are big supporters of them.
Yeah.
To be able to do that, say, hey, look, we can help out here.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that CERT can do, is they can look at these and have long-term solutions. Because when our beat officers are going to 90,000 calls a year, they don't have the time to do that. They have to go from that call, and then they go to the next robbery that just occurred, or the next burglary, or the next whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And so they don't have the time. So having these specialty units that have the time to do that, that's the direction we're headed. Continue to expand the department, expand these specialty programs. Our body-worn camera program is starting, so we will have those in place by July 1 next year.
Okay, so those are the body cams that, and where people like to say, it shows the police doing bad things. Well, what it does is the vast majority of the time shows police doing the right things.
Right.
Right.
And then when the people are confronted with the video.
Right.
They go, oh.
Yeah. No, it really reduces the number of frivolous complaints that come in the department. And we've had officers that come from other departments that are, they've all worn body cameras. They all support them, and they wonder why we don't have them yet. So the council was able to appropriate the money to me earlier this year with a July 1 of next year start date through the next budget cycle. So I have a lieutenant right now that's his job, is to get that program up and running. We've been meeting with vendors. We've been writing policy, working with the unions. And then we'll start doing some testing of these body cameras probably in the early part of next year. Our idea is to hire the staff, because we have to have staff to redact video for public records releases.
And that was the big thing. It wasn't the body cameras.
No.
It was the storage and the redaction.
Right.
Because if you go into a house and you got your whoever you're going in there, your suspect. If there's other people in the house, you have to redact all of their right. all their images of yeah. their face and everything.
Even out in public, every witness has to be redacted. Every you have to redact license plates. You have to redact anything that's personal information that's required. It's all in the legislation if you read it, and that takes a significant amount of time. So we're going to have two or three CSOs that we're going to hire that will be cool. doing that, mm-hmm. and then they'll do the redaction part working for that lieutenant. So, yeah.
And how about the storage? Because we're talking about millions or thousands of terabytes.
The storage is very expensive. We're looking, some providers, body-worn camera providers, charge you separately for storage. Some do a lease program where you pay per camera, per staff member each month, and that includes storage. So we're looking at all the different possibilities. The council's allocated $750,000 a year for the program. That's staffing, cameras, storage, software for redaction.
How much?
Computers, $750,000.
Okay. Now, and the other thing, too, is when you're saying, you know, the storage, you have to keep it for so many years because
right.
a defense lawyer can say, I want every bit of footage on this officer
yeah,
for
so
5 years.
There's, like, the ACLU doesn't want us to keep it more than 45 to 90 days. I haven't looked at what their recent is
ACLU?
Yeah, the ACLU doesn't want it kept very long because of privacy issues. So, but we have to balance. So you have body-worn camera video that is not related to a criminal case. There's no reason to keep that if you don't need to.
Yeah, if you're just driving around.
But if it is on a criminal case, it has to stay through the entire prosecution of that case, which can take a year or 2 years, and then if there's appeals and go through that. So now you've ended up storing body-worn camera video. Let's say it's an officer-involved shooting with three or four officers or five officers, and now you've got a federal case. This could be 5 or 6 years of video that's 3 or 4 hours long times five officers or six officers. So it's a lot of storage. And these cameras are very high resolution. So that's where the cost comes in. And I'm glad we waited. We've seen, you know, we're talking to other agencies and looking at what best practices are, what's worked, what hasn't worked. We're getting their policies. We're going through all that. I think once we're able to implement this next year that we're going to have a good plan in place and a good product.
Well, good. I can't. I'm looking forward to that when it starts, when it gets kicked off, we can have a show on that one.
Yeah.
Halloween's coming. Is Halloween a big night for problems?
Not particularly. You know, we always do something around on Halloween where the departments all get together, City of Anderson, us, and the Sheriff's Office, and we'll go pay a visit to the sex registrants that have restrictions that are not allowed to be out.
Ooh.
So we make sure they're not giving out candy, they're not, you know, their porch lights are turned off, things like that. So we do that. There's some occasional traffic issues with kids in the road and stuff like that. So we do have extra staff out running around just making sure people are safe. And then that targeted program with our other agencies.
So if you're a registered sex offender, what if they put a bunch of, goblins or anything in their yard just to get kids in there?
Right. It depends on what their restrictions are, if they're on probation or parole. Those are the ones that have those restrictions. If you're a convicted sex offender and you're no longer on probation or parole, you have no restrictions other than maybe where you can live, right? So other than that, you can pretty much do whatever you want. But we're talking about the ones that actually have certain restrictions mandated by the courts. And those are the ones that we go pay a visit to and making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us today. It's always so informative.
Much.
And thank you so much. The number 23 is, you mentioned that earlier, 23.
Oh, that's how many block parties we visited last night.
Block parties you visited.
Yep, last night. And we usually have somewhere between 30 and 40, so it was a lesser year this year, and that's probably just because of COVID and people get ramping back up because we haven't done it in a couple of years. So next year I hope will be a big year.
Well, everything has been getting a lot bigger this year,
yeah.
the fundraisers and everything, because people are just tired of being locked in.
Anyway,
Chief Bill Schuler, thank you so much, and please pass on to your department how much you all are appreciated.
I will do that.
And that be safe out there.
All right.
Like I said, tomorrow, 8 o'clock, we're going to have our debate between
Aaron Reznor and Cry.
And Kevin Cry. It'll start at 8 o'clock, but tune in at 7 because we always got some surprises there for you. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.